Can I call you a viral expert now?
No.
What made you decide, okay, Sakappa, I need to go?
Nobody would kidnap us. Or at least my parents were not scared.
So worried about
my kid. The girls' team took me out in first 10 seconds.
Oh, after fifth standard?
Yeah. So it's been 30 years since we are married.
Oh.
I have an affair.
Small thing of, okay, you're doing something fine.
Yeah. Let's. Sojanya.
I'm curious to hear.
You are useless.
You waste. It's okay. It's just silly mistake.
It is too late.
You have patience for that.
Lot of patience. Like I have time.
Welcome to another episode of Attitude Makeover. I often hear about a learner's mindset. And I've been curious to understand what does that mean? What does it take for one to nurture a learner's mindset? This and a lot more is what we're going to discuss with my guest, Vicky, very famously known as Wikipedia.
Hi, Sojanya.
Welcome to the Attitude Makeover
Thank
show.
You very much. Thanks for calling me. And this is my first English podcast.
What an honor and privilege. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, I'm very excited.
Same here.
Let's go.
So, Chitradurga.
Yes.
How was it growing up there?
Yeah, I was in Chitradurga for first like 10 years of my life, like till 5th standard. It was good. I mean, like peaceful, no much traffic. So, we used to take a tire and go around the town and then nobody would kidnap us. Or at least my parents were not scared.
So worried about
my kid getting kidnapped. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So, I used to play with all my friends, just cricket and random things. After 5th standard, I moved to hostel. So it's again like 60 kilometers from my
home.
Hometown.
Oh, after 5th standard?
Yeah. So after 5th standard, I go back to my home only during holidays.
Holidays. Oh. That young you moved out?
Yeah. I mean like there was no good school that was there in our city back then. So there was only Navodaya Vidyalaya, which was one good school in our city back then. So it had like CBSE board, and it was a government school again. So I got like selected for Navodaya school. So I just went there. From 6th standard till 12th standard I studied in Navodaya.
This is all English or in Kannada?
The exams, you can write the exams in Kannada and English. So it was all like multiple choice, and then they select 80 people from the entire district for the school per year.
Okay.
So I was 2002's
selection.
Selected.
Only 80 people.
Only 80 people.
Out of?
Out of like when I wrote it was 6,000 people wrote the exam in my district.
This is in 6th standard?
Yeah, in 5th standard.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's there in every single district. There's one school called Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya.
Okay.
So it's pretty popular in rural parts of Karnataka. Because people aspire to go to that school because the quality of education is
much better.
Like very good. Like all our teachers were double degree holders, which you generally don't find in smaller towns.
Yeah. And Maneli yaar idare?
So, nam Maneli, my dad, my mom and elder brother.
Older brother, okay.
So that's why it is easier for me to do whatever I am doing. Somebody is there to take care of the responsibility.
Older child, no? The parents experimenting, discipline my birth. By the second child, they'll be like, Sakappa, it's okay. That is so true. Alinda, you came to Bangalore.
Yeah, so after 12th, I wrote CET, then
got rank it though?
I think it was around 5,000 something.
You're a good student.
Yeah. So, and also I had an advantage of rural quota. So, I got a seat in a good college.
Yes.
And again, in Pesit, the campus and the culture was good. So, I got introduced to theatre. So, from there, I started doing
That's when you started theatre.
Yeah. So, it's only when I came to Bangalore. On our freshest day, I saw my seniors performing Mad Ads in college. And then everybody was cheering for them. And I had never seen any performance, any live performance getting so much cheers. So I was sold out. Oh, I had to do this only. So for next 4 years in college, I just went to college to perform Mad Ads. The studies was like second. But I did study. Like, did study, but it was never the...
There were many other things that you were also interested in. That comes from the early years of going and staying in a hostel?
What?
That whole thing of going and exploring something?
Yeah, so in hostel, especially ours was a government hostel. So, we did not have somebody to come clean our rooms. We did not have somebody come clean our clothes. So, A to Z you have to do.
From sixth grade?
Yeah, like in your hostel, everything is taken care by you. So if you are a junior, then seniors will ask you to do a lot of things for them.
Yeah.
So, especially in government hostels. So, I've done all of it. So, yeah. So
what's the worst thing you've done? This is called ragging?
Yeah. I mean, like, so it's not ragging. It was, I mean, like, eventually you will also make your juniors do the same
thing to you. Nani madidare nin yake sumne.
Yeah. So I mean, the worst thing is, so the seniors would get up in hostel and then they would ask us, hey, go bring breakfast for me. Go bring lunch for me. So that's all.
Okay.
I mean, like, it also, it was friendly. And then, so that's how we used to bond. And then all my seniors are my friends now. So we became very
good
close.
Friends.
Like initially there will be a small period of ragging and then after that it becomes better. Some cases it goes wrong. That is bad. But like...
It never went wrong.
Yeah.
And was TT part of you throughout or...?
Yes. So I got introduced to table tennis when I was in 7th standard.
Okay.
So I was playing Coco and I was the smallest kid in the class. So there was a girls versus boys match. And then the girls team took me out in first 10 seconds. And then my PT teacher took me to the side and said, you are useless.
You waste.
Useless. I can't put you in any of these games. There is one game which nobody plays, you go play that.
That was TT.
That was TT. And then from 7th standard, I've been playing table tennis nonstop till now. So I was very bad at sports. When I started. So, over the years, I've become better.
But then, that means you kept going back.
Yeah.
What got you to go back?
I want to do something.
Ashton time itta hostel alle.
Hostel alle, we used to get up at 5:30 in the morning. So, again, from 5:30, you would start. Either you had to do some sports or you had to do exercise. Something or the other. 5:30 till... 6:45. So I used to play like every day, and then my PT teacher liked me, so he asked me to not to attend prayer, instead go play table tennis during the prayer time. So I used to do that. So I used to get a lot of time playing table tennis. The bad thing about it is I learned it all wrong. I played every day, but I played it wrong. Like for till 12th standard, I played
all wrong.
So it's only after coming to Bangalore, I visited a club. That too, after 3 years of coming to Bangalore, I went and visited a club and then the coach said, all your strokes are wrong. Then I was like, oh shit, I have to start again. So I started again in 2012, like under a coach. So like
that's an unlearning process you went through.
Yeah.
And then you became a coach.
Yes, I became a coach so that I could learn more. So, yeah.
So by nature, you, are you the kind who one sati you have that inside you, marbeko, you figure out?
Yeah, like it's about intention for me. Like, oh, if I feel, okay, I want to do this, I will figure out a way to make it happen. If I don't want to do it, then like I know, I would know, like deep down I would know I want this or I don't want this.
Mm.
So for the things I want, I would like make a lot of effort to make it happen. So like I was in Delhi for 1 year for my higher studies.
Mm. This is Ashoka.
Ashoka University. And then there was a club, table tennis club, like 20 kilometers away from our hostel.
Mm.
So because I was away from table tennis from Bangalore, so I used to travel to that place early in the morning, spending a lot of money just to stay in touch with the game.
Yeah. No, I can relate with this. Now, first time US Hodaga, when I went there, I grew up here in Bangalore back then. Bangalore was not like, you know, everybody were Cosmo or something. I landed there and I thought I was a total cultural misfit.
Okay.
Then I got a sales job where you have to talk to all kinds of people and that too in the sports side. And I felt like, solpa, you know, kami then antali. I have to figure this out. So there was an ad in New York. I was to stay in New Jersey. And I used to work in Philadelphia. So there's an ad in New York for a AM radio station to go and play their Hindi songs. Hindi Barala.
Uh-huh.
But apply marde. And I went there and I went by the name of Muskan. And I played for almost a year. Meant driving after work, go there, play and then come back. Means previous night I have to prepare the playlist, understand the songs, why these plays, why am I selecting. But I think I get what you're saying. Once you've got it in your head, okay, it's inadru madi, I need to figure this out. Yeah.
Like if you want it, like you will figure out.
Ade irutte.
Yeah. Alva. Like you will always be thinking about making it happen.
Yes, yes, yes. So has that been like that biggest characteristic of you throughout?
Yeah, like from childhood, like that's what I have observed. If I don't want something, I will do something and mess it up.
Mess it up, yeah.
If I want something, I will do something and then
totally make it happen. Totally make it happen.
But it'll get delayed or whatever it...
Yeah.
But eventually, it happens.
And you have patience for that.
Lot of patience. Like I have time.
So that there is this concept called slow motion multitasking. Where once you have your mind, you will be working somewhere, it's okay. But you also invest, make time for this. Everything else goes away.
Yeah. It just happens.
Alva?
Like, yeah, it just happens.
And it can take 1 year, it can take a longer time, it's it. But you see progress.
Yeah. That progress is what gives you motivation to
go to the next.
And also you know that, okay, it is possible.
Hmm.
And you will see like small glimpses of it reaching there.
Yes.
Like for me in comedy, it was like getting one applause break.
Mm.
Like it is a sign that, okay, in college, like when I did my first show, I got one applause break for my role on stage. And then I was like, okay. It's going somewhere,
Yeah. No, I can again relate with this as a podcaster. It's that one person calling you and saying, hey, I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah,
and this
is
what really stood out. Is like a small thing of, okay, we're doing something fine.
Yeah.
Let's figure
this
out.
And then you said, no, like you've done like close to 70 podcasts. It is not easy to sustain yourself.
Yeah.
Go through the process of calling somebody
and
then preparing and then asking them questions.
Yeah.
70 times over.
Yeah.
So it is, again, it is a sign that you want to do it.
Yes. Very true. What, you worked in Metric Stream at that time, back then. I'm thinking you're much younger than me.
Yes.
But nonetheless, our time was very different from our time. And I sort of reflecting back, money was very important for all of us.
Yes.
Because we were all brought up with the expectation of olle job sigbeko. You should have financial independence and all that stuff. And in a lot of ways, we are the ones who changed the lifestyle of home for us and for back home as well. With that scenario, when you joined IT, Metric Stream, what made you decide, okay, Sakapa, I need to go?
Yeah, so I did not see myself doing this work for a long time.
Okay.
So I thought like, okay, 10 years aadmele, will I do this work?
Hmm.
Can I do this work?
After how many years into IT?
So in 2012, I did an internship. And then I joined the job in 2013.
Hmm.
I was there for 1 year.
Hmm.
But the day I joined itself, I had decided that I would be leaving.
Hmm.
Every day I would write, okay, oh, this month I will be saving, okay, 38,000. Okay, in 1 year, this will become this.
Mm.
Every day, I would just write.
Mm.
So, okay, if I have like, okay, 3 lakh, 4 lakh,
mm.
then I can sustain. My expense is this much. Then without working, I can survive for another 2 years.
Mm.
Like that, I would just calculate. After 1 year, I was like, okay, I have enough money to not work and sit and do whatever I want for next 2 years. Because of my lifestyle, like
mm.
the kind of expenses that I had.
Mm.
So then I decided, okay, let me invest my time into something that I want to do for say 10 years or 20 years.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, so comedy is one thing I was very much interested. So then I was like, okay, comedy and performance arts. I thought, okay, I can do that for a long time and then still be happy with it.
Mm.
And then the other thing that I really liked but I was very bad at was table tennis.
Mm.
So I chose invested those them. Two. Yeah.
Mm. Why did you then go back to Ashoka?
Okay, so after 4 years of doing it, I started doing a lot of stand-up open mics. And then I started doing small videos and stuff. Then when I was doing videos, I realized I don't know enough.
Hmm.
I don't, like, to do comedy, you need to have, like understanding of a lot of different things. At least if you're a performer, you should have an understanding of a lot of different things, which I felt I lacked.
Hmm.
Though I started reading books, I still felt I don't have enough exposure.
Hmm.
Because I lived in a small town, and again, I came to Bangalore. When I came to Bangalore, there was SARS.
Hmm. Oh.
So that was the year, like 2009. So I got very scared, like people were dying. So I stopped going out.
Mm.
So 2009 till 2013, like my experience of outside world is limited. So mm. the only time I would go out is when there is college fest in other colleges.
Mm.
Other than that, I would just spend my time playing table tennis or doing theater inside the college. So I felt my exposure is very less.
Mm.
My knowledge, my understanding of how the world works and is very less. So if you want to connect with more number of people, you need to know more.
Yeah.
So I started reading books, but that was not enough. So then I thought, okay, if I prepare for IAS, mm. the syllabus will give you
exposure.
Yeah. And then I told this idea to someone, my friend. He said, stupidest idea. And then I was like, okay, what else I can do?
Mm.
And then I found in Ashoka University, there is a course called Liberal Arts.
Mm.
And it was something that what I was exactly looking for.
Mm.
Okay, nange enen beko ella
adralide.
And in that course, in 1 year, you would learn about the things that you did not get a chance to learn. So something like arts and humanities,
mm.
history.
Mm.
Statistics. So in engineering, you won't get to know all these things. Like we had a course on elections, we had a course on related to news, and we had a course on cinematography and movie making, like that. So we had like 27 subjects in 1 year. So I just got to understand, okay, idralli idide. So some basic understanding of multiple fields I got.
Mm.
So that really helped me now to create content. So I'm like, I'm not going zero when I'm doing content.
Mm. Did you hit rock bottom in this journey?
So I never went hungry.
Mm.
Or I never went a day without having a roof
on,
in my head. So I don't know whether... for me, that is rock bottom. Like when you don't have food and when you don't have place to stay. So all throughout this journey, I had those two things. Maybe the quality
is different.
Quality is different, but I had these two things. So during Corona, all our performances stopped.
Mm.
So I was very much focused on doing live performances.
Mm.
So I used to prepare for shows. So you used to come for our jamming sessions and workshops and stuff. So all of it stopped. So that's when I was like, okay. So if I have to continue in this journey, if I have to put my art out, then I have to take another approach. So I started taking editing more seriously.
Mm.
So from there, again, things changed.
2019, or when COVID happened, you took up the whole process of production completely and you learnt it yourself.
So I knew editing,
mm.
but just COVID gave me a lot of time because I was jobless to focus on one thing, to understand those small things. Like, okay, so music matters a lot. The clarity of audio is very important. The lights are very important. So all these things, when you get the time to think about all these things,
is when it is complete holistically in what you're putting together.
Yeah, yeah.
That holds good for any profession or anything. Right? So what you're saying is, as you started, now anyway, dived into it, working through everything.
Not anyway dived into it. Like, I wanted...
You wanted to dive into this.
And also, I wanted to dive into it. I wanted that. I wanted to be in that...
in that space.
Yes. Like, sometimes you will be learning a skill. It is very taxing to your brain. But when you learn and create something out of it,
The joy
is different. Very joyful. Yes. Even now, irrespective of the amount of views I get, if I do a very good video, I'm very happy.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
Like, the kick is in the execution of the idea, way I wanted it to execute.
So as part of the learning process, what you're saying is, one thing that's important is to understand there are books, there are these sources, but it's also getting your hands dirty.
Of course, then
watching for all, reflecting on it as well, because that's
so
the part.
How badly you want it.
Mm.
Like, how badly you want to do well. So for me, doing well in few things that I choose are very important. Like I want to do well in table tennis. Like, even if it is very small amount of improvement, I'm happy with it, but I'll keep going, getting those small improvements. Even with the videos, you can see that we would be making like small changes.
Mm.
In every 10-15 videos of us, you will be able to notice some or the other things that we would have found, and then we would have implemented it.
Mm. Mm.
So even the songs that are becoming popular now, we started doing it in last year. So it took us like 15 songs.
So Nanu Nandini was not the
15th.
Was the 15th song?
So, yeah.
So
we would shoot, we would record. We have discarded a lot of songs, which... But I know that, okay, songs would work. I know what are the kind of songs that my audience would love to hear.
Mm.
I try to create it
and
make it better song after song. So now we have multiple songs which have gone to millions. So it is like we are very happy.
So I want to talk about the we here. One thing I noticed when I met you first time is the humility stands out, first thing. Okay, you're very approachable.
Yeah, the comedians have to be approachable.
No, not all of them. But your humility really stands out. It's a very simple, very approachable way or nature you have. The second is, once I saw you in that improv workshop and then the live improvs, there's a lot of humor you come with. Hearing what your journey is, that you didn't start with comedy as my initial thing, that's a lot of work. And that, for someone like me, it was like you're a natural. Like, I don't think this guy is just a natural, and that is why he's so humble. But no, there's a lot of work that's gone in the background.
Yeah, so when you said natural, maybe that was there. Little bit of it. Like, I used to be the funniest guy in the family gatherings.
Yen martidre?
Some jokes I would crack and people would laugh. Like, something I would tell and people would laugh. Like, remember I used, when I was to be a kid, I used to talk about marriage. Or I used to talk about a girl in my school. Yeah. Like, people would laugh.
Yeah.
So, in class also, like, if I say something, people around me would laugh. So, I mean, like, that used to give me kick.
Mm.
But I never took it, like, seriously.
Mm.
But that used to give me kick, even from
early years
of my life. But then after seeing my seniors perform in college, that's when I was like, oh, this is very exciting.
Exciting, yeah. And friends have been a big part of your process?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I mean, like, sometimes you have to, if I'm trying something very new, then I would keep all my friends away.
Huh. So you like the solitude to think and...
So if I'm trying something very new, my friends would always say, Yakbeko. Even the family would always say, Yakbeko. So anything I'm trying new, I would not tell anyone.
Okay.
So I would just... If I want to do it.
Yeah.
So if I don't want to do it, I'll try to get their opinion.
Yeah.
That's a big sign that I don't want to do it.
So you'll do it, you'll experiment, yes. And when it is ready is when...
Most of the times that is the case. So with my friends and family, they are not always good, especially when you are trying to experiment.
Yeah.
Because they are trying to protect you.
Yeah.
So they always say anything that you're trying to do, hey, beda yakbeko.
Here are why it will not work.
Ha, sumne yakbeko, ella chanage idiyala. Like, why do you want to do? Hey, why do you want to quit?
Yeah.
Like, salary is good.
Yeah. Did you get introduced to improv there? Because the yes and concept is so applicable in this particular scenario,
yeah, so
right?
Improv happened. So we were doing scripted theater.
Huh.
And then we were running out of scripts.
Huh.
To do on stage. It was becoming difficult. So that's when we underwent a workshop with Kanish Surka in 2015.
Hmm. Anis is the comedian.
Yes, yes. Ah. So she taught us the basics of improv. That's when we realized, okay, to perform on stage, we don't have to rely on something that is scripted.
Mm.
And then if something is not scripted, every show will become new.
Mm.
And then it will reduce pressure on the performers to create something new for every show.
Mm.
So that's how we considered doing improv. And again, till 2016, nothing substantial happened in improv space for us. In 2016, few of our teammates went to US and learned improv from New York.
Mm.
So their approach was like different.
Different.
So when our teammates came back and taught us, oh, that's when I realized, oh, okay, this has more potential than what I actually thought.
So Amit, Savin, all of you have been, the India tribe was already there, is it?
Also, only me and Savin were there.
Hmm.
Everybody else did our workshop.
Hmm.
And then whenever they did workshop, we found good people in the workshop. And nice. Then we asked them
started
to join
coming
us.
Together.
Yeah. So we asked them to come jam with us, practice with us. And then in practice session, we get to know, okay, is this person, can this person be our teammate? Is it good to work with? So that's how we work. And slowly the entire Indian.
That means I was like shit.
No, you didn't. So you didn't turn up for us.
Yeah, second one I didn't. Bye, I was like.
So I mean, like, you're part of community. You can drop to our jamming session anytime.
So can you give a glimpse of what is improv? Just so that some, because I think it applies to life heavily. Especially if you want to learn something new. We normally say no more. Yeah. Especially as Indians, we don't know how to say no also. So we will be like, but madala. So, but here it is very clear.
Yeah.
There is no yeah, no, there is no but. It is yes and. Can you give an example of?
Yeah, so improv is an art form where you will create scenes on stage based on the input that is given by the audience.
Can I give one?
Yeah, so do you want to do an improv scene here?
You do. Okay, we'll try. Okay,
we'll try. So we'll ask the camera guys to give us a word of inspiration. Give us a word of inspiration and we'll start a scene.
I can give you a scenario.
No, you can tell any word.
Word.
Okay. You can give a scenario also. That is also fine.
What if suddenly snakes come here?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So his scenario is, our cameraman's scenario is, what if
a snake comes here suddenly?
So that is our inspiration.
Huh.
Okay. So, this is an improv scene. Okay, so we have Saujanya, who is a snake expert.
Oh.
Wherever she goes,
the snake follows.
The snake follows. And we have a viper here. Saujanya, how do you attract vipers?
I think they just like me. It's my nature. I have an aura around me. So they just keep following.
And like, do you think that these vipers can smell you or feel your presence and come
energy wherever. Energy, the aura, so vibrational, so they come for my energy.
So when did you discover that you have this aura and vibration?
I think I was 7 years old.
So this is how like an improv scene goes. Like,
instead of like being scared of the snake, we've changed it into.
Also, we accept that this scenario is about snake, and then you act.
Improvise
on top of it, and then you don't deny. Okay, you give me some other suggestion. You just, whatever input that is given, you take that input and then build on top of it. So the foundational principle is called yes and. So you accept the scenario as it is and then build on top of it. So okay. You can also say accept and build. Yes and, or accept and build.
Got it. And can I give you one more?
Yeah, please.
Marriage.
Okay. Saujanya. So it's been 30 years since we are married.
Oh.
So I want to confess something.
I'm curious to hear.
I have an affair.
I thought about this. I knew you were going to tell me this.
Aren't you angry?
No, avunu alva. Avunu, na nodidini. It is not that girl, avunu. Na nodidini.
Ad scene. Yeah, so this improv is something that we use in our video making.
Got it.
As well. So we take the scenario and start acting out in front of the camera, and then we exchange our words, we build the script.
So like if I take, if someone was to apply this on a daily basis, and the access to yes and improv workshops are not there, what's the best way to start implementing that in general in life itself?
So improv as a principle says, accept things thrown at you as it is. You don't try to change. Like for example, you said marriage. I don't want to change the input. The input is already given.
Yeah.
It's given.
Yeah.
So, on top of marriage, I want to make it something else.
Bigger.
Like, okay, I try to build on top of it. I don't want to change. I don't go and ask you, give me something else or give me easier ones. Things like that. So, I accept the word marriage and then try to build on top of it. Like, so, in our work also, so we accept whatever is given to us and then we try to make it better from there on or build from there on instead of constantly going back and changing things.
Got it. In a learner's journey, what are some things that one needs to be aware of? Because everybody says I'm a lifelong learner. Very few are real lifelong learners. And there is the how part, there is a system. Because as like what you were saying, this comedy evolution was from 12th onwards, it grew, right? And it evolved and it evolved. There's experience, there is reading, there's playing, getting your hands dirty, getting humiliated, having self-doubt,
yes,
everything. I wanted to understand from you, is there a how to lifelong learner?
So you can read any amount of books. You can talk to any amount of people. So everything, for me at least, boils down to the strong desire to do it. And also knowing that, is it possible or not? So if you ask me, okay, even if, say suppose if I say I have a desire to be world's fastest man on the planet, it is not possible. But can I be the fastest I can ever be?
Possible.
So I can increase my running speed. That is possible. But can I become the fastest in the world? That is not possible.
Got it.
So one thing is knowing your desire. And second thing is
knowing
whether it is possible
or not possible.
And to what extent is possible.
The limits of it.
Yes, the limits of it. Like you, anybody with common sense will know how much is possible. What is possible, what is not possible.
Yeah.
So they might, like if you just think, you will know that, okay, this much is achievable for a person like me.
Yeah.
And when people say, oh, nothing is impossible, like, there are things which are impossible. Like even how much ever I study, I cannot become Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He's something else.
Yeah.
So there is limitations to which I can think. But I would know that, okay, my limitation or my possibilities in life by working or figuring things out by myself, I can reach till here, which I am not. So like that is the hub. Like knowing what is possible and knowing your desire.
Here's my question. I'm trying to see how to formulate it. Ivag, neevu kelsa martidri. You were working in the IT world and then you figured, okay, 2 years, Sanka, I have the salary and so I can live a certain lifestyle to sustain that. And in that period, I'm going to grow. This is what you meant by have the desire, the motivation.
Correct.
Know where, what is the limits
gap.
Of
yes,
it.
Yes, the knowledge gap.
And then from there, once you've got that knowledge gap, it's also preparing for that journey. If you didn't have that 2 years support system, then that journey becomes a lot more difficult or much more longer.
So you try to make it easier to reach there. So you won't make things complicated for yourself. Like for example, if I have to hang out with my friends and also do comedy, it's not possible. So I have to give up on hanging out with my friends, going on trips with my friends. I don't remember going out on any Saturday, Sundays with my friends. Like I have, like from last 10, 12 years, every Saturday, Sunday is a working day. So even if we go out, it is for a show. So that's been the case. Like you will make those sacrifices to make.
Got it.
And I'm not very, I made a lot of sacrifices. Like, I don't regret not
you
going
readjust on. Your life for yeah. this.
It feels like, okay, it's a natural process.
Mm.
Like you don't feel you're doing, you're denying yourself pleasure to or achieve something. This. Like you feel, okay, it is part of...
integrated.
Yeah, so you Got don't it. Feel, okay, oh, I'm doing something extra.
Got it. And what then? Then it is about taking the plunge. Taking the plunge is hard, no? Like especially in yours, to go on stage first time, second time, you must have so much...
Yeah, true. So we had like very bad shows a lot of times.
What is the worst?
So we get booed.
Yeah?
So in college, so we had gone to a fest
huh.
where we didn't get any response. So things like that happen. So that is the time, if you are not interested, you will
back off.
That's a sign. Like even if after getting booed, you are making an effort to make a comeback and then do well. So that is a sign that you're actually really interested.
Hmm.
So that continuously used to happen with comedy
hmm.
and then continuously is happening with table tennis.
Hmm.
So like that's why I try to like keep it. I try to keep in touch with both of these things for as long as possible.
Yeah. I think what you're also saying first is become aware. See what is the driver and motivation, get that understanding, then have your cushion or support system in place, which is the finances or basic
finances
things.
I mean, like if you don't, like for me, I did not have any loan on me
mm.
or there was no loan on my family.
Mm.
If there was a loan on me or my family, then everything would have gotten delayed by 2-3 more years.
Mm.
Because that was not there. So, and then my living expenses was
very low.
Very low.
Mm.
And then I would not go out shopping, not go out drinking. So my expenses are very low.
No smoking, no drinking.
No smoking, no drinking. So it's easier to, and then because I did not talk or hang out with a lot of my friends on daily basis, I don't have the peer pressure. So, it just helped me focus on what I'm doing.
Are you a solo person by nature?
I mean, while working, I'll be with people. Other than that, I would... So, all the ideas come to me when I'm alone.
Alone.
So, I try to figure out the time where I can be alone.
What's the idea brewing in your head these days?
Nothing. Like, whatever we are doing, we want to, like, figure out more ways to... wow the audience.
Okay. Are you going to stick to Kannada or are you going to expand?
So right now we are doing Kannada. So so YouTube has a new feature which they are planning to roll out, which is multi-language feature. If you see in Netflix, they have multiple languages option for the same video. You can watch same movie in multiple language. So YouTube is planning to roll out that option. So then we are planning to do videos which have good stories and good twists. I do it in Kannada and then get it dubbed for other languages. So that's the...
Actually, you're pretty famous in Delhi also.
Oh.
Yeah, because...
So me and Shayan used to do a lot of English videos.
Huh.
English and Hindi videos.
Huh.
Which blew up like crazy.
Huh.
But then... After some time, the Kannada videos started doing very well. And then I'm more comfortable doing videos in Kannada. And also my understanding of the culture of the land is very good in Karnataka.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought I can do way better here.
Yeah. So if I were to draw a line between what you earlier, before we started, you talked about Wikipedia experience. To what you're telling now, for you it's an experience as you go through this.
So the channel's name was Wikipedia Experiments.
Experiments.
So that was it was in 2015.
Huh.
So I named it Experiments because I thought I was scared. What if the videos fail?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If it fails, it's okay. Oh, he's experimenting.
Yeah.
So. Like that was the idea behind it.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I could relate with that, because initially I came to Instagram only because I felt no one knows me there.
Huh.
It's okay. It's just silly mistakes and I can pull it off. Only when I got a little more comfortable that did I start posting it on LinkedIn and some of these other platforms. Do you go through some self-doubts like that?
Self-doubts in what sense?
So, idinnu nan prakara, it's from my point of view, it's still not there. So, I'll just put it here. I won't go all out and put it everywhere.
Ah. So, the videos that we do are short 90-second videos.
Mm.
So, the risk that we are taking is very small.
Small.
But we make sure that the idea is good.
Mm.
It is well shot. The audio is captured well. Proper background music has been put. And then good amount of thought has been put behind making this video.
Mm.
If the video tanks, after even after all this, it's a very low risk for us.
Mm.
Because it is small video.
Yeah.
See, if we had wasted time of our audience, like 2 hours, calling them to the theater and then we spending 50-60 lakh on making the entire video. So then I'm...
Yeah.
So these are like very small risks, but daily small risks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's easier for us to improve.
Yeah.
Maybe 2-3 years down the line, if we feel confident of our video making ability, then we will make a larger project.
In this whole process, when you were going through this, and today you're pretty famous and successful as well.
Successful is secondary.
Yes, I agree.
Famous, yes.
Famous, yes. Success also. Vicky, 1 day, 2 days, you're getting 2 crore people. Could you have thought of that like 2-3 years back? You'll say yes.
I say yes. Because internet has that many audience. So they are just waiting to see something.
That's different.
That's different. So people, the share is in their hand. So the any idea has a potential to reach 100 million, 200 million.
Mm.
But the only thing that is stopping it is the kick-ass idea.
Mm.
So even if you have 10 followers, so if the video is good, it just goes like wildfire.
Mm.
So when I had my first viral video, oh, I think it was viral for like one whole month. And then in my account, it did not run much. But in everybody's account, like people would take the video and then put it in their channel. And then because the idea was so unheard of, like they had never seen somebody doing a mockumentary in Kannada. It's called Muddu Kumar.
Mm. The gambler.
Yeah.
Yes.
So nobody had seen something that was realistically shot. So everybody were taken aback. Like it was a surprise. Everybody wanted to share it. So I think it gained some 50-60 million views while me having only 700 followers.
Oh. Huh.
So it did not run in my account. My account, it only ran for 2 million. So all the troll pages took the video and then they posted. But if the idea is good, people are ready to share it.
Got it. Can I call you on viral expert now?
No. See, nobody can promise virality. But you can aim to be. Like you can work towards making it more shareable.
Mm.
So our effort is always to make the videos which can get more shares, which when they share it with their friends, they feel cool.
What are some ground rules there you follow?
The ground rules that we follow is the audio should be clear. That is one thing that I learned, that there is a lot of things that gets translated to the audience through the quality of the audio.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
So the audio should be clear. So maybe like our audience, a lot of times in the comment section would have noticed, oh, the way he said this word, the way he said, like all those things they would have noticed. That is one thing. The second thing that we are careful about, good camera, decent camera. It's not, we don't need top end camera, but a camera which will, which is above mobile phone. When they see it, they should feel like, okay, it's not shot in phone, but in phone. This is one level above the phone. And the third thing is decent lighting. It's not extreme lighting. We have like a 12,000 rupees light called SL60. That is more than enough. So we take care of these things. And on top of it, we'll make sure that the video will have some unexpected things for the audience. Something that they did not
anticipate.
So these are the like four,
like
five.
Like in the story.
In the story.
Okay. But how do you pick a topic? Like Nandini, Muddu Kumar, these are all social causes. You seem to have a pattern around that. There seems to be a dark humor. So you talked about mockumentary.
Yeah. So there are two things to it. One, I care about, or I would have experienced it. Like for example, with respect to gambling, I don't actually like people losing money. That too randomly overnight, people coming to streets. So that is, other things like for example, we had done one on rummy, there was one on gambling, there was one on multi-level marketing, things like that. So if I don't like something, that is one thing. The second thing is, when people watch the video, when they share it with their friends should tell them, thanks for sharing this video. Like it should make their day, or that is the highest aspiration. So those two things I feel important.
When you create these characters, do you know these characters? Like,
I get to know them as I create.
So it's only a vague character in your head.
Yeah, most of the times it is.
It's not someone as a representation of someone you know or something like that.
No, no. So the name Muddu Kumar was one of my classmates' name. So Nandini is myself.
Oh.
So whatever Nandini has experienced in the song, is just me experiencing me explaining my life when I came to Bangalore.
Oh.
So PG Lirtini, like IT Kelsa Martini, Uta Sarila, and Andhru Jintini, like struggling to speak in English. So all those things is my struggle. But again, we wanted to, we had like less female audience in our channel. So we tried to do more female characters so that we get more female following.
But this is very interesting. I started following you more seriously with Nandini because I felt with Nandini, you brought out the difference a girl faces to what a boy faces as well, right? Like, later on, you went on to do Argante Olgade Bandbido.
Oh, yeah.
Namanna. He can stay out for 12 o'clock.
It's called hypocrisy. The song is
what
hypocrisy.
Is this hypocrisy?
Yeah.
I thought that connected really well because it brought out. Did people write back to you saying, oh, this changed the way?
They write it in comment section. Because there were a lot of messages that come in. So I have blocked my inbox, but I keep receiving mails. So, like, I don't really read too much of what people say.
Yeah. No, but this is very powerful. So, if someone is getting into content creation, where do you see the future of content going? Because I know you put your bet on this big time. So, where is this headed?
So, you have to be, because there are a lot of creators, you have to be above average. When we started, there were a lot of creators. So I started video when I was 31. So it is too late.
It is too late. I started at 46.
Yeah, I mean, for comedy content creation.
Oh, okay, got it.
I'm like too old to be become like relatable.
Fair.
Also. And you will see all the creators who will be like 21, 22, 23, 24. Or people who have become popular were like 4 or 5 years ahead of us. So what my thought process was, okay, why will they watch me? I'm a new guy. Why will they watch me? So they will watch me only if I stand out. So everyone was shooting their videos in comedy space in mobile phone.
That's fine.
I will not shoot it in mobile phone. I will shoot it in camera. Everyone is using phone audio. Like whatever that the phone captures. I won't do
phone
audio. I will get a professional mic. I'll try to give better quality audio. So nobody is using lights to shoot their videos. I will use lights to shoot a video.
Got it.
So this approach we followed. And then, and everybody were doing videos which were less effort.
True.
Very less effort, like easy selfie camera hako, matadu, video madu, or just do some lip syncing, phone nalli, bega madi, mixi hakpudu. So we thought, okay, we'll stand out on story as well. We'll try to make a short story in 90 seconds. 90 seconds only if they are able to see one full story, which nobody else is doing. So the whole idea was to stand out in multiple ways. And then this we did for close to 40 videos. And I think around 40th video, we hit our first viral video. But till 40, in fact, I lost followers doing these videos.
They'll come.
I used to, every time I put video, 3-4 followers go.
I've seen this in our cases.
So, but again, internet is a space where you can become overnight sensation if your idea is good.
It's good.
And then it is good and bad also. Because if you don't have skill to maintain it, it is bad. If you have skill to maintain it, then it is good. You can actually make things better for yourself.
Would you recommend creator economy as the future for folks? Because you have mostly 25-year-olds following you. Would you recommend that as a future career path itself?
It is. See, anybody who has good skill, like I told you, like you don't need millions of followers. You just need those 1,000, 2,000 hardcore followers. So if you say, suppose I know video editing well, if I have 1,000, 2,000 hardcore followers, I will create a course. I'll sell it to those 1,000, 2,000 creators. I will create a workshop, live workshop, and call them to attend my workshop. I can create something and I can sell my merchandise online. If they are hardcore 1,000, 2,000 people,
they'll buy this.
They'll buy it. Yeah. So having those 1,000, 2,000 tight-knit community is important. But 1,000, 2,000 hardcore believers, getting that is difficult because nobody wants to follow somebody who is average or become a hardcore follower of somebody who is an average person. If you are not better than me, if you are not adding like tremendous value to me, then I would not buy anything from you. So, do you have the skill that can make 1,000, 2,000 hardcore followers? That's all is required. Like then any creator can, anybody with any skill, which is exceptional, can do very well in coming days.
Got it. Next one was, from this conversation, I felt the Vicky I see on the camera to the Vicky who I've spoken to. One is a very solitude, quiet sort of person. And humor and comedy is normally looked at as very extrovertish. Not boxing it or something into, oh, you're an extrovert outside and inside you're an introvert. But there are two personalities.
True. So comedy is again, whatever I'm doing is a skill. the stage performances that you're seeing is a skill again. So which I have developed over the years, and I've done close to 500 odd live shows, like 500 different people, and I've conducted hundreds of jamming sessions. Then we have done close to 500 videos by now. So again, like every time you are trying to make your skill
better.
So that's why you feel that, okay, it's humorous.
Yeah.
It's again not a personality itself. It's a skill that I have developed over last 10 years. I was funny, but I was not skillfully funny. So now I understand. Okay. So I've worked on it. I've developed the skill. And then that's why you will see in the video, and then you feel like smiling or laughing when you watch our videos.
Got it. And Vicky, what's the most controversial thing about you?
So, controversial thing. So, I don't know. I don't meet my friends' family much.
Friends, family. You mean friends?
No, I mean like friends and family.
Oh.
So I rarely go to my own hometown.
You don't go meet them.
So they come to Bangalore and I meet them. Huh. But I go like once or twice a year to meet them. Even with friends also, it is like I rarely meet them. So that's little, I don't know.
Consciously or very unconsciously it happens?
So I want every day to be safe. So like I don't want special days.
You don't like surprises?
Yes, I don't like surprises.
Yeah?
Zero.
Oh.
So I don't celebrate any festivals. I don't celebrate birthdays. I don't celebrate any videos going viral. So celebration is off. Like no celebrations. Like, I want every day to be like this.
So, how do you celebrate? Let's say, from something really, like this Karimani went beyond what you were normally doing. How do you celebrate?
No.
No celebration?
No celebration. So, the Karimani Malika first video went like 10 million. We planned to shoot the same video again with the actual
guy.
Chef. We shot it on Saturday, we uploaded it. Yesterday, we had another shoot. did an ad shoot and we came back. Today, I had to go back and do another video, that's all.
Ha, tumha boring alwa, no?
For me, that is important. Like, I want it to be
predictable.
For me, it should be boring. I enjoy it and I don't want too high. Yeah, like I don't want to be like tomorrow I don't want 10 million. I want like now it's 500. It should go 600, 700, and then 1 million and eventually 2 million. Like it should be a gradual slow process. And then I have to do more work and then get audience.
Got it.
Free may if it comes.
You don't know where, why it came or for what it came.
Yeah. So it is scary if I get more than what I actually deserve. If it is less than what I actually deserve, I'm more confident.
Vicky, what does attitude makeover mean to you?
Very difficult question. I mean, I really like the concept. And then you bringing in people, especially somebody who's trying to figure out, oh, what should I do? Oh, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? So calling these people and talking to these people who have gone through the struggle might give a little bit of idea about, okay, oh, they might not be wrong, or they might change their approach, or it might help them to persist even longer. So that's all. I mean, like it's just a good thing for somebody who is seeking.
Thank you.
First of all, if somebody is not interested in making themselves better or taking things to the next level for themselves, they wouldn't even come and check the video.
Yes.
If they are sitting and watching, that means there is some spark.
Yes.
Or there is something that they want to identify in themselves or do something.
Yes.
So it just helps.
Yes. One last one. You can say no to this, Vicky. If you were Nandini and you had to make one quick video about attitude makeover, what would you do? You can say no.
Okay. Nanu Nandini, attitude makeover give Nandini. Coffee na kuditini, interview kodtini, coffee sari illa, andrunu kuditini. So bandid followers nella Instagram ge divert martini.
Okay. Thank you so much, Vicky.
Thank you.
It is, I think I learned so much about you today than what I met you and I thought that I knew.
What did you think?
I thought you were pretty, like, you know, I know Prithvi, Saveen and also Prithvi and all is like...
Chill. I'm not chill.
No, you are very chill. You're very chill.
No, I'm not.
You're like, that's why I said you're so chill that anybody can come close to you.
Like that. Okay.
Total chill. It's like, there's no, I have arrived or I... Neither does Prithvi or any of them. But then, there's also that...
We are in the same circle.
Mm.
Because none of our teammates have that attitude of
very grounded
beings.
Yes.
Like stars.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks for calling me.
Thank you
Subscribe
for coming.
Subscribe to Attitude Makeover. ನನ್ನ ಹೆಸರು ಮುದ್ದು ಕುಮಾರ್ ಅಂತ ನಾನು ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಮೇಕ್ಓವರ್ ಚಾನಲಲ್ಲಿ ಸೌಜನ್ಯ ಜೊತೆ ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಮಾಡಿದೆ ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ ತುಂಬ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿತ್ತು ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ತುಂಬ ಇನ್ಸೈಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಗಿದೆ ನೀವು ಸಬ್ಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಮಾಡಿ ಹ್ಞೂ